Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For tuning in, thank you for listening to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. If you've never heard of our program before, you can find out all about us over at freetalklive.com. We're a live call-in radio program on somewhere around 200 stations, plus the internet. Plus, we've got some cameras over at watch.freetalklive.com. We're on some satellite stations that are broadcasting even in, like, sub-Saharan Africa.
Worldwide. So,
yeah, possibly other planets. Not sure.
Could be.
Yeah.
So the telephone number, though, if you want to participate, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. And joining me in studio,
Kahuna.
And Nikki.
Playing the part of Steve Classic will be Kahuna on tonight's episode of Free Talk Live.
Captain's Log, Stardate 11202022. Some of the business, right?
All the business so. Out of there. Right. Check. Yep. Check. Right. Check. Yeah. Okay. Check.
Well done. You guys got my back. I appreciate that.
Got you.
We've got some... there's some serious stuff, but then there's some also like, what? You know, because Sundays...
I love what?
Sundays we try and be a little less, you know, completely serious. Of course,
Sunday.
We always, you know, want to bring you the perspective of peace, liberty, freedom, and prosperity on this show. But that said, I ran across this article... And I thought, well, this is perfect for Sunday. Apparently, there's a sinkhole that is eating a police station.
Sound of applause.
Sounds like a good start.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them just sort of suck you in from below. This from the register-herald.com. Register-herald.com, not the... State discusses temporary and permanent fix for Hinton sinkhole. Yes, it's got a name. This is in West Virginia. A temporary solution for motorists to safely drive around a sinkhole at the northern entrance to Hinton could be in place as early as this weekend. During a press conference Tuesday morning at Hinton City Hall, Joe Pack, chief engineer of district operations of the West Virginia Division of Highways, said preparations are underway to construct a temporary steel bridge along West Virginia 20 in the lane opposite the large sinkhole.
That's how you know it's large, when instead of fixing it, they have to build a bridge.
Actually, well, we'll get to that, but it's worse than that. They actually have to build a bridge before they can begin to fix it. So they are going to fix it, but before they can do that, they have to build a bridge first and then get around to the actual fixing of it. The long and the short here is that this sinkhole sort of showed up one day outside of the street.
It looks deep.
Outside of the police station. And it just started growing and growing and growing until, like, they had to move the police headquarters altogether. So the City Hall Chief Engineer, Joe Pack, said, "Our plans are to construct a steel bridge that will sit on the road surface," he told media and community members gathered at the City Hall. "It will span around 125 feet in length from end to end, which will span the hole in its entirety, and it will sit on what's solid ground now of what we're all driving on." That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to say that it's sort of going over the sinkhole from one end to the other. Pack said the temporary bridge will ensure the safety of motorists even in the event that the borders of the sinkhole expand, which sounds like it's likely to happen based on some more information coming up. If the hole continues to increase in size, the bridge will span and be on solid ground on either side, he said. The bridge will stay there intact until the drilling is complete, the hole is filled, and the road surface is returned. They're sort of foreshadowing the repair process there. Pack said the temporary bridge is something the state has erected and removed in other parts of the state when necessary and takes anywhere from 24 hours to 2 days to build. The bridge will be about 16 feet wide, which is only wide enough for one-way traffic, meaning temporary traffic lights at either end of the road will remain in place until the sinkhole is filled in. While the temporary bridge is being put together, Pack said the roadway will be closed to traffic. As Summers County schools are expected to close next week for Thanksgiving, Pack said construction on the temporary bridge will likely begin on Friday in order to lessen the impact on motorists who will have to use alternative routes. Pack said the decision has yet to be finalized, but the division will issue a press release when they settle on a firm date. So, as of the writing of this, which was 2 days ago, they don't even know when they're going to start the bridge building. When the sinkhole was initially discovered in mid-June, the Hinton Police Department's parking lot, it was about 6 feet wide and 30 feet deep, according
to
Metro News. Yeah. I mean, considering the average story of a building, average level is 10 feet.
Yeah.
That's three stories deep. Which, I mean, you know.
That's deep.
Yeah, yeah.
I would not want
to. You wouldn't want to fall in there?
No, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I would not want to fall in there.
Could they just, like, make it a swimming pool or a skating park or something?
I guess it'd be more like a pond. Man-made pond.
I like a skate park, right? One of the bowls with all
right,
those
things. Yeah, just
fill
it in. Just fill it in and keep it.
I know police don't like skateboarders. Most towns.
That's the best part. That's why they should do it.
Most towns have like ordinances against skateboarding. It's like, really?
Fun police.
Yeah. So, yeah, 30 feet deep. Following heavy rainfall from the remnants of Hurricane Nicole over the weekend, Pack said the diameter of the hole expanded. So this is just over the last, you know, week or so.
I missed Hurricane Nicole. When did that happen?
That was over the weekend.
I also, I'm very honored that the hurricane that caused this is Hurricane Nicole.
Hurricane Nikki. Yeah. Mm. Wait, are you not a Nikki proper?
No, I'm a Nicole.
Oh, this is
news to me. The truth comes out.
Yeah. But we just doxed you on public radio. So. There you go. Anyway, you'll always be Nikki to us. Following heavy rainfall. Of Hurricane Nicole over the weekend, the diameter of the hole expanded, consuming one lane of West Virginia 20, which I guess is a highway number, as well as a portion of the foundation of the nearby city police station. So it started in the parking lot, apparently, of the cop shop, and then took out part of the Highway 20 there, I guess the cop shop sits on, and then slowly began to consume the police station.
I was looking at photos on Google Images, and you can see, like, it starts off small, and then you can see in the photos it just gradually gets bigger and bigger and bigger until the police station is literally hanging off the side into the sinkhole. Amazing.
Pack said the ultimate cause of the sinkhole was a collapse of the existing drainage structure that sits roughly 40 feet below the surface of the road. The existing drainage structure that is there, by our estimation, was constructed sometime in the 1930s, he said. It is a stacked stone wall structure with a concrete arch roof roughly 90 years old. Sometime within the last few years, because this stuff does not happen overnight, more than likely the roof started having some structural issues. It collapsed sometime this summer, which has clogged and blocked the existing pipe. That's what's causing the erosion that you see at the top of the structure. There are no photos here. This is all just descriptive text. But it sounds like they might have had some clue that something was wrong. If this was a drainage structure where they have, like, you know, sewer or some sort of, you know, rain drainage running through it, that it's been backed up for some time. So it sounds like they might have had a clue about something being amiss. Mm-hmm. But apparently, you know, more rain from the remnants of the hurricane. Exacerbated things. Pack said the existing drainage structure is 5 feet in height. I'm assuming he means diameter if it's a round kind of a thing. Running directly under the road and through this drain is a stream called Briar Branch, which feeds into the nearby New River. Wow, genius named that one.
Hey, suddenly there's a river that was never there before. What do we call it?
Call it New River.
Sounds good.
It was then filled in through the years, and that's how we've gotten to where we are, he said. We'll talk more about the sinkhole that consumed the police station and a whole bunch more here on Free Talk Live. The Captain, the Kahuna, and the Nikki. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're back. Yes, we are back. Well said, Kahuna. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. We had a caller, but they went away. I guess they had nothing to say.
Bye.
So if you want to call, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Kahuna.
And Nikki.
We were talking about this article from register-herald.com about a sinkhole in Virginia or West Virginia. I'm not sure which Virginia.
I think it was West Virginia.
East Virginia, South Virginia.
One of those Virginias.
North Virginia? Whichever. One of those four states. It looks like West Virginia. Where a sinkhole has begun to consume the police station.
Amazing.
Love it.
Like, you know, is there like a DARPA or a, you know, some sort of a secret initiative that, you know, that this is a strategy for, like, how to end the state? Like,
I think it's a great idea.
Just sinkholes, you know, just
climate change. That's a great outcome.
Didn't you say something?
Oh,
you
saw
something?
Yeah. Somebody was saying, you know, this is just another example of climate change.
That darn climate change.
I mean, if climate change is going to cause sinkholes to eat police stations,
I'm okay with that.
I'm all in, man.
I might have to start supporting climate change.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Since the sinkhole was discovered roughly 6 months ago, Pack said, Pack's the lead engineer for the city, Pack said his division has been working on a plan to reroute the water coming in from Briar Branch and then fill in the existing hole. However, he said, they ran into complications, which is code for we need more money.
Yep.
Pack said the most concerning factor while test drilling on the backside of the police building was when workers encountered toxic amounts of lead in the soil.
Surprise!
What were the cops doing? Just firing their bullets into the floor the whole time or something? I mean, anyway, he said disturbing that area was ruled out as an option because of the complications that would accompany disturbing contaminated soil. According to our conversation with the Department of Environmental Protection, as long as that soil is not disturbed, it's not a hazard.
Yeah.
I guess they were going to drill down into the soil under the police station or the parking lot and attempt to excavate and repair the drainage and fill it in, I guess.
I don't get how they could do that without disturbing the soil.
While they have come up with a plan that completely avoids the lead-contaminated soil, Pack said it's not been without difficulty, which is why the design phase has taken several months. Also because it's a government-run thing.
Yep.
Right, government.
But the roads!
They're
what
not,
are we going to do without the roads?
Governments are not famous for doing anything quickly.
Or cheaply.
Outside of killing people and taking their money.
They're very good at that.
Yeah. They do that quickly.
Yeah.
And effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily cheaply, though. No. They don't care. They're not paying for it. Mm-hmm. We're all being raped for it. We do have everything we can. We have to do everything we can to avoid that material to expedite the completion of the project, which has made us take a route that we don't normally take, which is an approximate 300-foot-long horizontal drill project.
Oh, my gosh.
Pack said this type of project is known as a bore and jack project. Well, they're boring me with, you know, what their plan is, which entails using a horizontal drill to bore a 6-foot diameter steel pipe, which will end up being the drainage structure. For those of you who don't know, if you've several cities across the United States, probably across the world, and some towns, when they need to dig like a tunnel for traffic or something, they have these giant drills that are the size or bigger than whatever the pipe is that they're going to put in, and so they use these giant things to drill tunnels for, you know, roadways or for drainage.
Works better than dynamite.
Well, the dynamite's more fun.
Yeah.
So I've been told. Pack said the design process is still in the works, but is nearly complete. He added that he anticipates bidding the project by the end of the year, and estimates will cost between $4 and $6 million.
which means it's really going to be like 40 to 50 million.
I was about to say that. Sounds cheap.
Particularly for a city project. Although he could not give an expected start date or time frame for completion of the project, Pack said it would all happen as soon as possible. The companies that do this type of work move fast, he said, unless, of course, they're contracted to the government. And this is not work that is weather contingent. If there's 12 inches of snow on the ground, they can still do this work. This is not like paving or concrete or anything that's weather related. At the end of the meeting, Hinton Mayor Jack Scott and Summers County School Superintendent Dave Warville thanked Pack for his work thus far. Why can you thank a guy for work that hasn't even started yet?
Great job on the work that we think you're going to do, eventually.
Scott added that he was pleased to learn Tuesday from PAC that it may be possible to salvage the police building, which sits on the edge of the sinkhole. We're glad to hear today that we can maybe salvage the building, Scott said, adding that the police department was moved when the sinkhole was first discovered and has since relocated to a building in downtown Hinton. We've got a couple local hospitals and another organization that might be interested in utilizing the building. I don't know. Would you want to move your business?
Probably not.
I mean, it really doesn't sound appealing to me.
Maybe if it was, like, dirt cheap, no pun intended.
So not only is it at risk to develop another sinkhole, but it's on soil that's contaminated with lead. They're like, yeah, maybe a hospital, maybe a school.
Yeah, daycare, yeah. Good Lord. Although, perhaps a dental office, right? Because don't they use lead to... lead vests to shield the x-rays still?
Yeah.
I think they do, yes.
He added he feels more at ease knowing that there's a temporary as well as a permanent plan in place and hopes the community will be understanding and patient. No, lynch them!
I mean, I would be pissed if that was my, like route I took to work every day and now I have to go, you know, like 30 minutes out of the way or whatever. I'm not familiar with the area, so maybe it's an easy detour, but usually not...
There are other ways in and out of here. A couple days inconvenience for the bridge, I think, is a small price to pay for the safety to get back and forth for schools and tourism. Scott said, we're seeing some good things happen here. We're tearing down homes. We're fixing up the streets. We're seeing a lot more positive light because of the national park, so it's just a minor setback. I don't know what any of that means, particularly the tearing down homes.
Tourism in Hinton, West Virginia?
And
never heard of it.
Why are they tearing down homes? Like, I don't... Why is that a positive thing?
Yeah, it seems
like,
a little...
Is it because they've had to build this bridge? They've had to, like...
Yeah, probably.
You know, steal somebody's land and tear down their house so that they could build the bridge in its place?
And you know
something?
What they do? They're like, we're going to offer you this very low sum of money that's way less than what your house is worth. And then if you say no, we're just going to take it from you and give you nothing.
Gotta love that. That's eminent, how that eminent domain.
Yeah. 603-283-6160 if you want to comment on the sinkhole that ate a police station. Also coming up, we're going to talk about what is a loving bear puffy? That's right. What is a loving bear puffy? Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is under Russian control, was rocked by shelling on Sunday, drawing condemnation from the UN nuclear watchdog, which said such attacks risked a major nuclear disaster. Protests raged on at Iranian universities and in some cities on Saturday as Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned the country's enemies may try to mobilize workers after failing to topple the Islamic government in more than 2 months of unrest. One of the boldest challenges to Iran's clerical leaders in decades, the protests have been gaining steam, frustrating authorities who have blamed Iran's foreign enemies and their agents for orchestrating the disturbances. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visits the Philippines this week in the Biden administration's latest high-level engagement with America's oldest Asian ally. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Back, that is, for listening. We thank you for tuning in. We also thank you. Speaking in Yoda-isms, I am. True, it is. Free Talk Live, this is.
I can't keep that up. It's entirely too difficult to like continue that for very long.
I just got a name badge holder for my nursing job with a little baby Yoda on it.
Oh, nice.
It's very cute.
There is only do. There is no try. It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Kahuna,
and Nikki.
Before we continue, I must tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, and it's all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com, and yes, cryptocurrency is on sale. It's a pre-Black Friday sale right now, so if you've, you know, always wanted to get in, you don't have to buy, like, a whole coin. You can buy, you know, $10 worth, $20 worth, whatever. You know, don't put more into it. than you're willing to lose as you're learning. In my opinion, if I were waiting for the right time to get in, now seems like pretty damn good time to me. So, just my opinion. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Law Dog calling from Michigan. Law Dog, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, wow, 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 UTA. Hey, the big kahuna, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Law Dog?
I'm doing wonderful here. In this sinkhole, I should say sinkhole of Michigan, where we're about ready to enter the second term of the regime of Gretchen Whitmer. If you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Gretchen Whitmer? That's nice.
Gretchen Whitmer.
I've not heard that before.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Nice.
It's horrible and it's cold out. Hey, I hear you guys are going to be having rolling blackouts up there in the New England area where they're going to shut off your heat. Is that true or not?
I didn't hear anything about that.
There are some people warning that it's possible there may be some electrical, you know, brownouts, that kind of a thing. Over the winter. The electric company, of course, has already raised rates, and people can expect their bills to be at least 40% more than they were last year. And that's all of the electric companies in the New England area, as I understand it. Having a backup heat source might be wise. Me personally, I've found a couple of, they're rated indoor safe. You still have to have ventilation, so you got to have it, like near a window that can open for some oxygen ventilation. But propane heaters are my backup of choice. And then all I got to do is just stock up on, you know, the propane for the grill. Right, and have a couple of those on hand, and then if the electricity goes out, at least I'm not going to freeze my you-know-what off.
Well, I hope that you don't.
Yeah, me too. I've got, batteries. I've got some, minor, solar stuff that I can recharge and that kind of thing to use for lighting and, candles and tea lights and that kind of a thing if I need, to light my way at night. Of course, if the electricity goes out, that means there's no internet. So, be an interesting time. I wonder what all the youngsters would be. I'm old enough to, I'm older than the internet, so I know what to do when there's no internet. But I just wonder, what some of the younger people would be like, well, what do we do? We've never not had the internet before.
So, and for me,
well,
this is why.
What I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to come up there in the summertime and visit your pork fest and your fork fest.
Nice.
Because,
nice.
This state of Michigan stinks under the regime of Gretchen Whitmer, and they also took over the Democrats took over the House. So things aren't looking good here in Michigan, and I suggest anybody in Michigan to get your one-way ticket to Florida or a free country like North Carolina. This is repressive, depressive, and not fun at all.
I don't know if North Carolina is that free.
Yeah, North Carolina is kind of purple, but I hear you, brother, and we'd love to see you at Pork Fest and Fork Fest. I've been the last couple of years. It's really a great time.
Yeah, come and check it out. Hang out with us. Party with people. Meet, all sorts of interesting folks. Get yourself an education. There's all sorts of seminars and workshops and things of that nature. There's folks who will help you, real estate-wise or moving-wise, give you sort of an overlay of what New Hampshire looks like, what it takes to move, if that's what you're considering. So it'll be a good time. We look forward to seeing you.
No, I'm going to go someplace where it's warm, brother. Oh, my gosh. I'm outside right now, and I'm freezing my testicles off. I got to go. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Raw Dog. Peace. Raw Dog, Law Dog.
I call him Law Dog.
I call him Raw Dog. I don't know.
Law Dog, Raw Dog, whatever.
That's a better ring to it,
Law Dog. Raw Dog's a little less restricted. I don't mean to be insensitive. yes, making contraceptive jokes. Here on Free Talk Live, Sunday night edition. I just snorted. Not in a good way. All right, so, no segue here.
That is the segue.
I guess, yeah.
Who needs a stinking segue?
I should just get, like a pre-recorded generic segue.
Yeah.
And just press a button. Generic segue. This from RT.com. Single women offered unusual companion. A male figure with Teddy's head has been created for those in need of a cuddle during long, lonely nights.
Teddy like a teddy bear?
Loving Bear Puffy. That's the name of this thing. Loving Bear Puffy.
I'm going to get Matt one of these for when I work nights.
It's not even Puffy the Loving Bear, right? Which would make more sense. It's Loving Bear Puffy. A human-sized plush toy in the shape of a man's body with the head of a half-asleep bear.
That's so, not creepy.
So basically, it's...
He's going to blow up doll.
It's like a large male body. It's wearing like some sort of a, you know, white t-shirt and jeans in the photo they've provided. But it's got like the head of a teddy bear. What was that movie with the talking teddy bear?
It's called Ted.
Yeah. That's what the head of the teddy bear looks like. It looks like Ted.
Does it swear?
No, but like the head looks, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, when something is out of size with the rest of it.
Yeah, out of proportion, disproportionate.
Thank you. So the head looks smaller than the body in the photo they provide. They do have a, you know, some sort of a blonde-looking lady sort of cuddled up to it. What this looks like is, you know how they have these body pillows,
yeah,
right, that folks will, you know, cuddle up to or whatever, throw a leg around, you know, that kind of a thing. And they're usually just like sort of a long, you know, solid, you know, pillow type thing. Well, this is a teddy bear. It looks like it's made of the same type of material. And it's just got a head on it of a teddy bear. Oh, you found a picture of it. Yeah, nice. Yeah, throw that into your search engine and look it up. Puffybear.com, apparently, is the website.
How much are they?
I don't know.
So is this, I mean, this is just a cuddle? It's nothing else?
I mean, as far as I know, I've not been
to
the website.
Yeah,
I don't know what the supreme features might include.
I'm sure you get creative, some duct tape, some other supplies. Do the trick.
Let's go to the website and see on it. Oh, the website's even better. Loving Bear Puffy.
Oh, gosh.
The best hug pillow to support back, neck, and knees.
He looks better in the suit.
Oh, and one of them has got, like, the teddy bear wearing. Oh, they've got one with the teddy bear naked. He is not anatomically correct. Not anatomically correct, at least on the base model, so it appears. 603-283-6160. Would you cuddle up to a life-sized pillow in the shape of a man with a shrunken head of a teddy bear? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Well played,
sir.
Yeah.
I had something to say, and I forgot what it was.
I think that was it.
And you said, yeah. And we're back.
Yeah, you said it already.
I was going to say something else. And, oh, I was doing my best Buddy Christ impersonation there as we were coming back from the commercial break. If you're not familiar with the Buddy Christ, you need to watch the movie called Dogma. It's a Kevin Smith joint. It's pretty great. George Carlin as Cardinal Glick. That's right. He's a member of the clergy. And they're trying to sort of, you know, spruce up the old Catholic Christian, you know, religion for, you know, the younger folks, you know, rebrand a little bit. And so instead of having the Jesus all, like, you know, sad and, you know, nailed to the cross, they've got him, like, smiling and pointing and winking at you. And, yeah, Buddy Christ is what they're calling it. Anyway, 603-283-6160 is the number we've been talking about. We're talking about the sinkhole in the first segment that's eating a police station. We've been talking about something called Loving Bear Puffy.
I hate it already.
Not Puffy the Loving
Super
Bear.
Super creepy.
But it looks creepy. It's at puffybear.com. They don't pay us for saying their website. It just happens to be in part in the article. Where we got the story from. And it is a giant plush male-shaped pillow with a shrunken head of a teddy bear on top of it that is supposed to be created for those in need of a cuddle during long, lonely nights.
That's not sad or anything.
No, not at all. And we could talk more about that, but let's first go to Major Payne calling, also from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
I would have to speculate that the inventor of this silly doll here is a triple masker that spent 2 years locked in her apartment except to go get her vaccinations.
Probably.
It sounds like a very lonely broad.
Probably voted for Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, yes, the witless one.
Wretched Gritmer?
I think she's the great-great-granddaughter of Genghis the Khan.
Yeah. How did she end up winning the election? I don't even really want to know. That's not a legit question. I just, like, she has a reputation for being, like, a horrible human being in many ways, shapes, and forms. And the fact that she won is just, it's a sad state of affairs for folks in Michigan.
Well, that makes her a great politician, right?
It blows my mind, and I'm pretty sure it's these damn Dominion machines. I think we're getting hijacked. Because I told you guys, that when I went in and voted a couple years ago, last time for the presidential election, it was the exact same ballot, the exact same machine. Hey, I go in there this time, and it's all painted flat black. All the discs and patents and plaques that you could have read to distinguish what the hell it was.
They're like, yeah, we remedied the voting problem by painting the voting machines a different color.
Yeah, they're just trying to camouflage the problem. It's ridiculous.
Camouflaged voting stations, that might, you know, that'll work out in their favor.
Well, you know, the politicians all, you made the condom joke earlier, so I'm going to give you one back. The politicians all like camouflage condoms because they don't want you to see them coming.
Nice. Oh, man. That's a good one.
What else is on your mind, Major?
Well, I'm thinking about this cop shop going into the sinkhole.
Yep.
And you said the original drainage was probably running the 70s, I think.
Earlier than that.
I think how they and you're talking about the lead contaminants in the soil. So what my speculation is that there used to be a creek running in the bottom of a ravine.
Yep.
And they laid in a pipe, knocked off the top of the mountain. There's a lot of lead in West Virginia.
Yep.
So they put a lead mine in the side of that mountain that they're looking at from the highway there. And the crap that's underneath the police station is the mine tailings.
I wouldn't doubt it. Could be.
They built it on ground they already owned that they knew was good for nothing.
Well, and of course, then they put the police station there, which is also good for nothing. So, you know,
appropriate.
Yeah. I just, you know, I mean, this seems like Mother Earth is sending a signal to human. You know, the human species, like, hey, we detect something wrong with the Earth, and we're going to attempt to clean it up for you or help you out a little bit. So, I don't know.
What well, do they think? They tried to change the course of a river, and the river disagreed with them. I mean, hell, the Army Corps of Engineers has been fighting with the Mississippi for 200 years, and they ain't going to kick its ass. It's going to kick theirs and continually will.
Yeah, people learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past, so.
You know, it was a hanging offense back in the day. Let's say you had a plantation on a little point in a bend in the river, right?
Okay.
If you were caught cutting a channel behind your land, you change, because all you got to do is cut a trench.
Right.
Straighter than the original course of the river. And that's where the water's going to go.
Right.
Yeah, people used to get hung for trying to change the course of the Mississippi. There's towns that have disappeared 30 yards into the bush because the river decided to change its damn mind.
Yeah, well, when Mother Nature changes her mind, there's very little that humankind can do. And thanks for the call today, Major. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here in the studio. So, apparently, Loving Bear Puffy, a human-sized plush toy in the shape of a man's body with the head of a half-asleep bear, is an ideal solution for people craving a cuddle, its creators have claimed.
Is it an ideal solution?
Its creators have claimed. Whether they have evidence for this remains to be seen or cuddled.
I mean, if I was selling this, I'd probably claim that, too.
I would not sell that. Like,
yeah, there's that also. The more photos I see of it, the creepier it gets.
Right.
They keep putting it in different positions. They're dressing it up in suits, standing it up.
And they always have, like, some young, thin girl, like, hugging on it. Yeah. And you're just like, come on, man. The toy caught the attention of British media earlier this week. I mean, I could see, like, the Brits are weird, right? I could see the Brits like, ooh, we like the Puffy Teddy or whatever this thing's called. According to Puffy's official website, it is durable, soft, light, conforms to every person's body shape, and happily provides emotional support whenever it is needed. How does an inanimate object provide emotional support?
That's a good question.
That sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen, right?
Yeah. False claims.
Yeah, I'd like to sue the creators of Puffy Bear because my Puffy Bear provided zero emotional support. contrary to its claims on its website.
Puffy replaces, this is a quote now, Puffy replaces the need for the physical presence of a person in various moments and situations in everyday life, especially during long, lonely nights, reads the description of the toy, which sells for $160.
Back to my earlier point, I think it's only capable of some things, I would think.
I mean,
you need to get the deluxe version.
Basically a pillow,
right?
A body-shaped pillow.
Some needs will not go fulfilled.
They said emotional support, not physical support.
Okay. Like, based on the apparent, like, they don't show the dimensions, at least not in the article. They might on the website. But based on what I've seen, if you're like a large kid and you're trying to like sneak out of your room to go to a party on a Friday night, you might want to buy one of these to stick underneath your covers and make it look like, you know, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off style.
Ferris Bueller's when they open the door and it rolls over.
Yep.
That's how they should have marketed it, actually. They would have done better.
Also, maybe if you put like a hat and some shades on it and sit it in the passenger seat of your car, you can use the
HOV lane.
The carpool lanes on the highways in the cities. Puffy's creators, Bulgarian businesswoman Tanya Berdankova and her daughter Ina Merhalova admit that due to the teddy bear's unusual appearance and its 170-centimeter height, right, there we go, we got some measurements, getting used to it might take some time. Okay. However, they are certain that very soon happy owners of Puffy will only enjoy and cuddle him. They are also able to personalize their new companion, which arrives with no clothing of its own.
Oh. He's naked.
I wonder, like, what size, you know...
Oh, yeah, like if you were going to buy it clothes.
Yeah. And I get girls like, 34 like to ways. Play dress up. Yeah. You know?
So well, 170 centimeters is, looks like it's 5'7". So that's not really a tall dude.
Agreed. They have some additional photos. Varna-based Berdnikova got the idea of creating such an unusual toy last year when her daughter was struggling to live through a lonely summer without her husband. I was thinking about it, and now there are many women in the world alone for some reason, and they need some kind of physical presence, Berdnikova revealed in an interview with Daily Mail published on Friday. When asked if she plans to produce a female version of Puffy for men to cuddle, she responded, "Maybe later."
Hell no.
603-283-6160. Would you buy this giant teddy bear?
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.